Justin Chandler has been having issues getting ski gear.
I have never seen anything like it.
Chandler is the executive director of the Telluride Ski and Snowboard Club, which supports about 450 kids who do winter sports.
Clothing, it's a pretty big deal. Jackets, warm-ups, and soft goods even, goggles, socks, things like that. Base layers for kids, those are hard to come by. And then obviously equipment too. Biggest thing is for Telluride and for our kids and families is backcountry equipment, big mountain equipment, all mountain skiing equipment, that stuff. The most popular items are the toughest to get right now.
Companies are either late on some product, late on sizes, not sure when things are arriving. It's a mess.
John Miller is the manager at Jagged Edge, an outdoor equipment store in Telluride. He says they've been getting items in November that were supposed to ship in April. And when they do come, some shipments only have a third of what they originally ordered. Others are still delayed.
Like, I've got some Nordic boots, for example, that aren't going to ship until March, which doesn't do anybody any good.
By now, you've probably guessed this is a bigger problem that goes beyond Telluride.
I'm Nick Sargent, president of Snow Sports Industry of America.
SIA is a winter sports trade association. Sargent says the same supply chain issues impacting a range of other products are also hitting winter sports gear. Factories that shut down for COVID reopened with a backlog. That delay then gets amplified by worker shortages that slow down everything from unloading shipping containers to trucking the gear.
I mean, it just snowballs, and I hate to use the word snowball since we're talking about winter sport, but it is kind of apropos.
According to Sargent, retailers across the U.S., Europe, and Asia are feeling a similar crunch. Some brands, he says, are trying to get around the bottlenecks by chartering cargo planes.
And they're paying sometimes 9, 10, 11, 12x what they would pay to ship across water to go over air and then bypass the port and land right at the distribution centers.
Still, Sargent thinks it's a bit extreme to call the gear shortage a crisis. He anticipates gear will get onto shelves by January or February, but he also estimates it will be about 10 to 20% more expensive. And he thinks it will take a couple of seasons to get manufacturing and distribution entirely back on track. So future gear crunches are also on the table.
Maybe not to the extreme that we're seeing it today, right now. But, you know, there'll be a high percentage of bottlenecking that will happen next year at this time and so on.
In the meantime, John Miller at Jagged Edge says, if you see something you want, go for it.
Don't wait, because especially like Nordic gear is going to be slim again this year. Not as bad as last year, but it's going to sell out fairly quickly. Ski gear is going to run out. Don't hem and haw too much, but also don't. You know, if you don't need new gear, you know, there's plenty of ways to, you know, get a good tune and patch a jacket so you can get a new pair of pants and keep the same jacket. Like, it's, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Over at the Ski and Snowboard Club, Justin Chandler says they've been doing swaps and trying to make it work with the gear they can get.
You know, you may have skis that are a touch small. You may have skis that could be a touch long. You may have boots that may feel tad roomy to start the season, or they may be a little snug if you're still in the boot from last year, but you know, shops can do boot work to make that boot a little bigger.
Chandler doesn't think the supply challenges will affect the club's ability to compete this season because, he says, everyone is dealing with the same issues. For KOTO and Telluride, I'm Matt Hoisch.